Imagine, people of the world, they will be there in the future when all hell literally breaks loose on the earth, damned and without hope, lost in the snares of the serpent's seed, feeling the demoralizing internal weight of a religious faith built upon the promiscuous seduction of the whore of Babylon. That's false religion. Whatever technology in operation at that time, television, internet, devices, etc., will assail their every moment with news of what the Antichrist is up to. Pictures of him shaking hands with foreign politicians will flood public walls, transportation hives, universities, apostate church buildings, and any other place imagination can devise. Because we are all made in the image of God, right? These end time sinners too will be made in that image and have the smallest inkling in their discerning spirits that something isn't right about this 10 coalition leader. Something about that smile creeps them out and makes the hair on their arm stand erect. His foreign policies and worship demands to look a little too close to what that book called Rev Something by a guy on an island somewhere predicted this Superman to be, a grand deceiver. Their great-grandma so-and-so said some revealing things about something she called the man of sin when she died back in the day that looks too similar to this world savior. They will watch his speeches, delivered with intensely good looks and unparalleled articulation, and everything he says makes sense, drawing them back into his plan. He will outshine every human mega-hero who has ever lived, and this sheer volume of his world-dominating power will attest to every word that falls out of his mouth, reinstating the faith of the masses. But something is going to feel off about him that some cannot completely ever shake. The invisible but vile smoke of hell swirling about his presence as he speaks with the tongue of demons challenges his authority for those with eyes to see in the latter days. Many will silence that internal voice as is clear in the word, but some will not, as is obvious by the ministry of this army of 144,000 who bear the mark of God. So, as they watch the destruction of the world crumbling around them and feel just the beginning seed of doubt in their beloved Antichrist, in walks, wait for it, 144,000 Pauls. Marked with the apostolic boldness of God himself, carrying the only message that saves, anointed by the Holy Spirit, preaching in the streets at the craving for holiness and love so unmatched that they will be willing to go to any length to preach the gospel, just like our God-fearing, kick-the-devil-where-it-hurts apostle. Behold the power of God in the faces of the grandest manifestation of satanic forces in the history of the world. Total knockout, TKO, game, set, match, then Jesus. That's how the book ends! That's how the book ends!